San Francisco relies on Zuckerberg General as both its largest public hospital and its only top-tier trauma center. But according to reports from Vox Media, the hospital does not participate in the networks of any private health insurers. That's costing many who end up in their emergency room a lot of money. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Sarah Cliff, the Vox health policy journalist who reported this story. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So how do most public hospitals deal with private insurers?
So most public hospitals have some kind of contract with private insurers where the hospital and the insurance company have agreed on a price for a whole number of services, from an ER visit to a surgery. What makes Zuckerberg San Francisco General stand out is that they don't participate in those agreements. And that means that patients are vulnerable to big bills because there is no set agreed upon price.
You guys had the story about a woman who got a huge bill. Only a little of it was covered by her insurance because the hospital's out of network, and she stuck with a big bill. How does this work? I mean, why was she charged so much for her services?
Yeah, so this is a patient who was brought in after a bike accident. She was brought in by ambulance, received some scans, pain medications, and she ended up with a $24,000 bill from the hospital. Her insurance paid about $4,000 of this. The insurance thought $4,000 was a reasonable price, similar to what they would pay other hospitals for these sorts of services. The hospital, however, thinks they should be reimbursed right more, or significantly more, and they are continuing to pursue that extra $20,000, which they say is the price of the care was provided. So you end up with this dispute between the insurance company and the hospital about how much healthcare costs, and it's really the patient who is left holding the bag.
Why are they charging so much more than other hospitals?
I think because they can. So one of the things, you know, that I found in my reporting is they have made the decision not to participate in private insurance markets, and I've talked to spokespeople there. They say part of this is because they're a public hospital. They need to serve the uninsured and the underinsured. They have to make sure their focus is on getting those people affordable care. And unfortunately, an outcome of this is that some people with private insurance will end up with big bills. You know, I think the thing that jumps out at me, though, is every other public trauma center I looked at, you know, they are still a public hospital, but they are also contracting with private insurance. So it is definitely a different decision that, you know, this particular hospital has made.
So you're better off there if you're medically indigent.
Or if you have a public plan such as Medi-Cal, which covers the low income, or Medicare, which covers elderly Americans.
You know, it's in an emergency situation, you can't always choose. I was taken by ambulance once to a hospital and found out later that if I had chosen a different ambulance company, my insurance would have covered it. But, you know, I called 911. I didn't shop around.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. You know, one of the cases I wrote about was a woman who ended up at San Francisco General Emergency Room after having a blinding migraine. She literally couldn't see. She managed to tap 911 into her phone, but she says, I was not in a place to shop for services. I didn't even have my vision at the time. So you're right. It is not a situation where you can do much research or shopping in a lot of cases.
Can you price at Zuckerberg General? Can you call and say, look, what do you charge for a broken leg?
So you can actually look up a lot of their fees because they're a public hospital, are public. The fees are actually regulated by the City Board of Supervisors. So you can look up a lot of the prices that San Francisco General charges. They make them available online. I think the question is, how much good does that do you, right? Like, if you're in a situation where you're in a bike accident, where you have a blinding migraine, you know, that transparency isn't necessarily going to help you when the ambulance brings you to this hospital.